Sports are often referred to as a war. To all veterans listening today, I'm sorry. No game like this could ever be compared to what you went through.
Sports are also referred to as a fight. And since I doubt Mike Tyson is listening today, let's stick with fight. Last Saturday wasn't a good day for the Beaver Radio Network. No Beaver team won. But boy, did they ever put up a fight. In Duluth and Mulaski Stadium, the Beavers were down 41-18 with 11 minutes to play. Four plays later, they were down just eight.
Dinkle by himself on the far side. Hine looks to throw, pass over the middle. Caught by Brady Schmidt, and it's a foot race to the 50, 40, 30. Can he keep up the speed? 25, and he is in for the touchdown.
Unbelievable, the answer.
Two receivers to either side. Adams in beside Hine. Hine looks to throw, good protection. Steps up, launches deep again, far sideline. Caught this time in stride. Dexter Taylor,
junior,
5 yard. Into the end zone, touchdown Bemidji State.
Unbelievable.
Then in Duluth at Amsoil, the Beaver women got down 3-1 to the fourth-ranked Bulldogs, only to fight their way back.
Back to Hutchinson, left circle. Bottom of the left circle is Berglund. Hutchinson tears, winds up, and fires a goal! A power play goal for Emma Terrace. What a shot! One goal lead for the Bulldogs with a block shot there. Another shot comes in on net. Big rebound, a goal! Emma Terrace with the rebound! Emma Terrace with her second goal of the game.
We didn't have our A game, but you know what? We found a way. We battled, we persevered, got a big goal on the 5-on-3. I mean, you're down 3-1. The way things are going, it would have been very easy, you know, to say that's it. But we kept battling. We found a way to make it 3-2. So we go into the third. Hey, we just somebody make a play. Let's find a way.
Then to wrap up the day, there was the 15-round title fight at the Ralph. Beavers given a standing 8 count, going down 5-1 early in the third, only to score 3 in the third.
That's what happens. There's always, you know what? It's punch, counter, punch. Punch, counter, punch all the time. That's sports.
Beavers off of the draw. Puck loose out in front of Cam Johnson. It's tapped in by Jay Dickman. And Bemidji State, 10 seconds into the Otter Tail power play. Get on the board, and again, it's 5-2. Renaccio back to the top for White Cloud. Over for Jerry Fitzgerald. Tries to go backdoor. Harms hits traffic. Comes right back to Jerry. Dallow comes for Brennan Harms. Harms goes walking in. Scores! Up the wall for Beauvais. Centering pass, goes right up the slot. Eichstead with it, high slot shot, hit the pipe, rebound it! Score!
Stabbing and bawling and punching and crawling. The Beavers may not have won last Saturday, but they showed great grit.
Stabbing and bawling and punching and crawling. Your Bemidji State Beavers showed their character.
You know, you win, you don't really see the true character and how people react. Winning is easy in terms of reacting to wins. The hard part is picking yourself up off the ground afterwards, but you know, as I told the guys, you got about 24 hours after a win or a loss, and you got to hit reset for the next week.
Stabbing and bawling and punching and crawling. That's why we love the Beavers like we do.
Is another heavyweight title fight in store today?
We'll find out here on the Beaver Radio Network.